Welcome to one of Kathy Frey's Motherwise podcasts. Kathy is a best-selling maternity author and award-winning international maternity consultant. During her time as a midwife, she's caught hundreds of babies. So you're in good hands. Enjoy.
Hi everybody, Kathy Frey here from Motherwise. And welcome to another webinar podcast. And today's topic is all about what are those essential and non-essential equipment that we need to do with breastfeeding, everything to do with lactation? Well, there's certainly a lot of confusion out there, that's for sure, especially with first-time mums, as to what they should bother to get and not bother to get. So I'm going to run through a little bit of a list, so you might want to grab a pen and a piece of paper. Okay, so firstly, hydrogel disc pads. Now, they are one of my absolute most favorite must-have products. I think they are miraculously, fabulously wonderful. And I'm kind of jealous that when I was breastfeeding my children, they didn't exist. But hydrogel disc pads, I would recommend that you buy a 10-pack. It's like five pairs. They're usually around about $20 or something like that, and buy one pack and have it already packed into your postnatal bag. These are the most wonderfully soothing gel pads that basically just live on top of your nipples inside your bra. And there's a real lack of appreciation, I guess, which is just because we're all naive at the beginning as to just what is normal discomfort with breastfeeding. And certainly, you know, if the latch is poor and other things are not going smoothly, that's going to affect your nipples. But even if the baby's doing everything right and you're doing everything right, to say that there's absolutely no discomfort and it should all be completely comfortable, I would have to say I don't agree. There's going to be usually some level of discomfort. And that's just because, well, you know, if you've got a little creature sucking on any part of your anatomy, be it your little toe or your little finger or your nipple, if they're sucking there for 10 hours a day, which is what it tends to be at the beginning, it seems close to that. Well, that piece of skin's going to be getting a little sore and a bit headed. So those soothing gel pads are just fabulous. And the biggest problem with them, I would have to say, is people getting them too late. They think that they'll buy them if they need them, and then it's 2 or 3 days or 12 or 48 hours after they really should have been using them. And it's taken that long for the husband or the partner or the mother or someone to go to a pharmacy to find somewhere that has them in stock and all these sorts of things. And look for the cost of the big picture of breastfeeding and the months it's going to save you when it's successful from buying formula. Go and get yourself some breast pads, some hydrogel disc pads, and know that they're there for you. And usually one pack's all you need. It just gets you over that hump at the beginning. Now, next product is breast shells. And these are a firm, hollow disc that sits over top of your nipples inside your bra, so that basically nothing is touching those sore, traumatized nipples except air. And up until the invention of hydrogel disc pads, then this was our go-to product for really sore, traumatized nipples. But now I would say these days, try the hydrogel disc pads first. Certainly be using Hypercal lotion cream as well in between feeds. Now, you don't need to wipe that cream off between feeds, in that there is nothing toxic on it for the baby, but you might want to wipe it off your nipples only because you don't want to make your nipples too slippery for your baby to latch on successfully. So generally speaking, that combination, and now I've spoken about Hypercal lotion on lots of other webinars, but if this is your first time listening and it's your first time hearing about it on a podcast or whatnot with me, Hypercal lotion is a combination of hypericum and calendula, which is a natural antiseptic and a natural skin healing promoter. And that is just the most fabulous, fabulous tube of product that you would use for sore nipples, perineal sutures, Caesar wound sutures, basically anything to do with skin healing. It's absolutely fantastic. And you won't go through the whole tube. Probably by the time your child's a year old, you still have some in there and they'll fall over and graze their knee and you'll go, oh, broken skin needing to heal. And you get your hypercal out again. Okay, so we just diverted in topic there, but that's good. That's what it's all about sometimes. So you generally speaking, that magical combination of the hydrogel disc pads and the hypercal lotion is really all you'll need. And this is after looking after hundreds and hundreds of women get through sore nipples. It's a fabulous, magical combination. And most midwives have their own sort of pet combinations as to what they recommend, and that's absolutely mine. And I had have very high breastfeeding success rates. So yeah, that's the go-to. But sometimes we have women who, even that's not quite enough, and it's typically because they've had a really rough start in the first 48 hours of feeding. The commonest reason would be because they've done an early discharge and they've felt that they would be fine doing everything on their own and they just haven't had enough support. Or maybe they have been in a facility, in a postnatal facility, but just the staff have been too busy and they've been a little bit too independent in that first 2, 3, 4 days and their nipples are just a mess now. So with those women, what I would say is that these breast shells are a fabulous product to use. And they go inside your bra during the day. So you feed your baby, put some hypercal lotion on, put the breast shells on top. And you can't use breast shells at night because you can't use them when you're lying flat. When you see the design of them, you'll realize that they actually collect milk that drips from your nipples, which is fine because you can, they even have this tiny little spout on them that you can pour that wonderful, miraculous gold milk and save it as some frozen expressed milk, basically. But you can't use the breast shells in bed lying down because you'll just leak everywhere. So they're very good during the day. So what I would say, my go-to for women with incredibly traumatized nipples is then you use the combination of the three products. So breast shells during the day with hypercal lotion and the hydrogel disc pads overnight with the hypercal lotion. And then apart from that, make sure you're getting really good tutorage on how to properly latch your baby. So, you know, that's critical. Okay, so that's those first two products. Now, the next product is nipple shields. So nipple shields often get mixed up as to what they are supposed to be used for and best used for. And they look like a Mexican sombrero hat, like a little hat that goes over top of your nipples of a very soft, clear plastic. And they really are, their main purpose is not for sore nipples. Their main purpose is for women who have very flat or even inverted nipples. And they're there to basically help baby get a better latch. And they're there as a crutch product. They're not supposed to be used for months on end. They're supposed to be so that while your nipples get a little bit more used to being withdrawn out and they grow a little bit of length from being suckled on, and at the same time, your baby is getting stronger and more able to cope with a flatter nipple themselves with their latch. So it might be something that a woman is still using at 4 to 6 weeks after having a baby, but typically with the most inverted flatter nipples, generally sort of by 2 to 3 months, they don't need them anymore. So what I would say is that typically a product that women tend to buy thinking it's a cure and they've bought the wrong product, I would say if you're getting nipple shields, then it should be because a lactation consultant or a midwife has recommended them, or you're just really, really aware that you have very flat or inverted nipples. But otherwise, if it's sore nipples, stick to the hydrogel breast pads, the hypercal lotion, and then if you really need it, then the breast shells. All right. Complex little items, aren't they all? Okay, another one I want to mention is the pre-sterilized disposable bottle bags. These are basically really useful for expressing and storing breast milk. So you don't have to. You could do the old-fashioned version of expressing and freezing into ice cube trays. Nothing wrong with that, but this is just another option, basically. It makes them quite portable. Okay, actually one thing about those pre-sterilized disposable bottle bags is they are said to be quite useful for babies that have colic because of the vacuum that builds up when they're suckling milk from them, a little bit like when they're suckling from their mother, to be honest, then that vacuum builds up in that situation too, then due to it, the baby swallows less air. So it could be something worth trying when you're expressing milk if your baby has colic. Might help do nothing, worth giving a go. The thing with colic is actually there's no, you know, fantastic miracle cure that fixes every baby that's got colic. It is always about trial and error with colic. Okay, what else? I'm just looking at my little notes because I don't want to miss anything. Okay, so just a reminder, get those hydrogel disc pads in your postnatal bag from about 30 to 32 weeks, had them already purchased in the bag, because remember, babies come early, about 5% of them do. Okay, that's before, as in early as before 37 weeks, and anything after 37 weeks is term, and that's not early. Right, U-shaped pillow. Now, there's these U-shaped pillows that you can get that are designed specifically for breastfeeding, and in the beginning stages of breastfeeding, jeepers, it's hours and hours. When you think that, because the babies are so slow and inefficient, you know, they can spend 40 minutes suckling 5 mils. Seriously. A day one baby, the entire day, 24 hours, they may have only had 30 mils. That's 2 tablespoons. And they've been on your breasts for about 40 minutes every 2 hours, 3 hours. Wow. Anyway, so quite... you know, in those early days, breastfeeding can be jeepers, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours a day, it feels like. It's not really, but it sort of is when you add up all the prep time, getting ready, sitting down, getting yourself a drink of water and just the whole kit and caboodle of it all, and then settling baby afterwards and whatnot. So those, you can spend a long time sitting on the couch and a long, long time holding a baby up to your breast. So you do want to have really, really good support, because otherwise you're going to get a really sore neck and a really sore back really quickly. So those U-shaped breastfeeding lactation pillows are fantastic, a really good investment. But again, it's a short-term thing. By the time your baby is really somewhere between 4 and 8 weeks of age, it's something that you ideally should not need as a necessary part of your equipment. Look, great to have sitting on the couch, grab it, use it. But certainly by the time you're going out and about with your baby, once they're over 5 weeks and over 5 kilos, those are always my magical things that you want to make sure they are before you're taking your baby out and about. But once you are, once you get sort of past about 6 or 7 weeks, then you obviously need to be able to know how to sort of position your legs and your arms in such a way that you can still support your back reasonably well and support your neck reasonably well when you're not sitting at home in the couch with all your pillows. But just don't even stress about it for the first month. Use those pillows as much as you want. Use every pillow under the sun as much as you want. Just make sure that you protect your back. But I guess what I'm saying is don't spend a fortune buying a U-shaped pillow if you can just borrow one for a month or so from a girlfriend, or buy one secondhand, you know, because you're not going to have a long, long time of use of it. I mean, you could if you're a little bit prone to a bad back and you're going to be staying home for many months. Well, you might choose to use it, but often the babies end up sort of growing out of it themselves. They almost get too big for the pillow pretty quickly. So don't spend a fortune on it, but definitely get yourself one. And another thing to get, which is quite good because you've got that pillow in front, but to have the pillows behind you, is those triangular pillows. They call them a tri-pillow, which is, I mean, you just buy them for using in a normal bed at home. Fantastic for reading and bed sort of thing, but also really good for your back support when you are breastfeeding. And just on that topic, never ever rush latching that baby, even if they're crying. Don't rush latching your baby before you've got your back and neck well supported. Get your back and neck well supported so that basically when you're holding your baby, if you like fell asleep breastfeeding, which you probably will at some stage when you'll be so tired, if you fell asleep breastfeeding, your baby is still latched to your boob. And the reason I say that as an example is, well, you don't want to drop your baby, but also it means that that is your way, your gold standard of knowing that your back and neck is well supported. Because if you're physically having to use muscles to hold that baby in place, then you're not supporting your back and neck with adequate pillows. Your arms should be there in place just as a resting place for you, and your pillows should be giving you that support in those early days, all right? Otherwise, you will be seeing your chiropractor or your osteopath or whatnot to sort your very sore neck and those horrible headaches that you're getting. Okay, next in my little list, nursing bras. Okay, now nursing bras should be, in my opinion, professionally fitted for you, preferably by the oldest looking person in the brassiere shop and somebody who really knows their stuff, and hopefully they've helped fit hundreds of women over the years for the correct lactation bra or bras. So ideally get them fitted at around about 8 months, and a really well-experienced brassiere fitter will know how much sort of room of growth to allow for engorgement after your baby is born and your breasts fill up with the milk. And I would say, generally speaking, that it's a good sort of rule of thumb to get to buy sort of, say, 2 or 3 good, sturdy, strong supporting bras for during the day and a couple of soft bras for overnight. Again, both lactation bras. I mean, it depends on the size of your boobs naturally, obviously. The bigger the boobs, the more support that you are going to need. But even if you've got little breasts, and by the way, the size of the breast doesn't impact the amount of milk that you are capable of producing. But even if your breasts are not big, you will still probably want to have overnight bra because we leak overnight. So we need to put nursing pads inside our bras. Otherwise, you're waking up going, oh no, I need to wash the sheets again because I've leaked overnight again. Personally, look, I just had to wear bras the whole time I was breastfeeding, 24/7. I would always be leaking. Milk for Africa, as the old saying would be. But look, it depends. For other people, it does settle down after about sort of 4 to 6 weeks, 8 weeks. It settles down, that whole supply and demand production, and they are able to sleep at night without wearing a bra. But certainly be prepared that you probably are going to need to, potentially. Okay, and then the next, and by the way, 24/7 wearing of your bras does help reduce stretch marks too. So if you want to avoid those, that's a good thing. Okay, nursing pads. Now, I have a strong opinion that I really do like the brand Pigeon. I think the Pigeon disposable pads are so great. Their capacity of milk that they hold is nothing short of phenomenal when you feel the weight of them sometimes. And also, they're very soft and they're great. I've certainly come across disposable nursing pads over the years that are almost a bit too rough on what are already some very tender nipples sometimes. So they're my favorite. And what I would say is get yourself a packet. And for that first little while, look, if you don't want to be using disposable things and you prefer to be using reusable, look, that's absolutely fine. But I would say this, my advice for both disposable nappies and disposable breast pads is use disposable for that first month. You know, give yourself a break. You've got enough to do without sort of having to also add to your washing. But certainly a month down the track, get yourself some disposable ones. Your supply does sort of settle down around that stage and the disposable one. Get yourself some washable, reusable ones. That's what I meant to say. And for most women, they're absolutely fine at that point, and they may get to the point where they don't actually need them. But you do want to wear them until you're very confident that you don't need them, rather than be sort of, as we've done, walking along in the middle of the supermarket and you go, gosh, why is my nipple so cold? And you look down and you've got giant wet patches on both sides. Because of course, when we leak, it's room temperature and we don't realize that we're leaking until it gets cold because it's wet and damp. So that's lovely when you've got no way to cover that up in a supermarket. So you maybe just always wear them in the supermarket, regardless of whether you're going to leak or not, if you think you will. Okay, so the last thing is lactation clothing. Look, there are just so many fantastic, cool, innovative, creative, neat tops that you can wear these days. And the way that the top pulls across, lifts up, moves aside, so you've got easy access to those boobies and you've still got something that's actually a fashionable garment. And so certainly fashion has improved a lot in the last 20 and 30 years from what women used to have to wear when they were breastfeeding. And it was just because somebody got creative and started solving the problem. And one of those people who did, I'm going to give her a little plug, is my friend Franny or Frances from breastmates.co.nz. She also is breastmates.com, but absolutely fantastic. And go on to her site. She's got the most wonderful gear, one-stop shop for everything, and fantastic, fantastic clothing. Actually, one last thing I will comment about is breast pumps. And what I would say is, unless you are specifically planning to be going back to work and specifically needing to be pumping, I would say don't bother about buying a breast pump unless you need it. And when you do, I would get electric and I would get the brand Medulla. I just think they're the best. And if you are going back to work full time, get yourself a double pump too. Way more efficient. But look, that's everything for today. And I wish everybody a wonderful rest of their day. We look forward to helping you with the next webinar topic. Bye, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast today. Visit kathyfrey.com for lots more free maternity information and downloads. Plus, you can order copies of Kathy's books, browse through her top recommended motherhood products, and check out her popular support package options. kathyfrey.com.